burning me for so long. There's a lot more that I know today. You know, I didn't take it perfectly. It's what I call peeling the onion. I took all that stuff off the top layer that had been swimming around in my head for years and years. All the crummy, cruddy stuff about me. And I told her. And then I told her about all my resentments and fears and relationships that I'd been writing down. All the crummy things I'd done to other people. You know, that phrase that we talk about, the tornado roaring our way through the lives of others. That's really true. You know, it's typical of all of us. I think we can probably all relate to that. A lot of people that didn't like me, or, you know, that were hurt by what I had done. And the neat thing about that fifth step was that that woman now knew everything about me that I had kept secret for so long, and she still loved me. That's the first time that I ever let anybody see me that real and took the risk, you know, of how they were going to feel about me after they heard all that stuff, and she still loved me. And that's the first time I felt love for real. And I understand today that the reason I never felt love before that was because I couldn't be real. I couldn't tell you what I was really like inside, and so I couldn't feel your love. It was like you could tell me how much you thought of me and how much you loved me, and I'd be thinking inside, yeah, but if you really knew me, you wouldn't feel that way. And this woman really knew me. You know, I told her all that stuff, and she loved me. The phrase in the Bible about love thy neighbor as thyself, I always heard love thy neighbor. I never heard as thyself. I didn't know any. I just figured it was automatic that you love yourself. I didn't know that you had to learn how. I had to learn how to do that. And that once I did that, then I could feel your love. After I took the fifth step, she told me to go off by myself and read in the big book what it said about the sixth and the seventh step, and if I was willing to go ahead and take them. And so I did. I went and read the book, and it talked about making sure that we've been totally thorough with everything we've done so far, haven't left any chinks in the foundation that we've been building here. And I didn't feel that I had. And then in the book it talks about the seventh step prayer. And the phrase, I use that prayer every day today. The phrase that stuck out in it the first time that I really took that step had to do with, I give you all of me, good and bad. And what that said to me was that even after I'd done the fourth, taken the fifth, that I still had the good and the bad inside of me. I hadn't made any changes. I just admitted and accepted at this point. And that now I was going to ask this higher power to help me change. At this point, I was starting to feel a little bit different about higher powers. It's like if we can just let go, you know, make that decision and start doing the work that our